Happy to have on the show with us Tom Hogarty, who is the product manager for Adobe Photoshop Lightroom and the Camera Raw plugin. Tom, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I understand Adobe Photoshop Lightroom version 2 available now.
That's correct.
Tom, can you kind of describe for our listeners what Adobe Photoshop Lightroom is?
Well, the program is essentially was built from the ground up to be a workflow tool for digital photographers. You know, Photoshop has a long history. The Photoshop CS3, the current iteration, has a long history of providing tools and functionality for photographers. But at this point, I think photographers needed a dedicated tool to kind of help them manage this shift from film to digital. And it just helps you manage all your images, organize your images, find the ones you're working with, make adjustments quickly and easily. And then, you know, for me, one of the most important things is getting the images out and sharing them via the web or prints, slideshows, things like that. So it's For me, it's my workbench. It's where I start and finish my workflow, and somewhere in between, I usually take a couple images to Photoshop to do the really high touch kind of editing that only Photoshop can offer. But I spend most of my time in Lightroom.
So it's really different with the Adobe Photoshop CS3 program, as is with Lightroom. You're going to work with maybe a batch of images. You're going to do some basic corrections, and if you want to get more intense, you want to do some more, I guess, complex types of corrections, you would do those in Adobe Photoshop CS3?
Absolutely. The HDR, you know, photography or panorama stitching, doing layered compositing, that kind of stuff is what Photoshop excels at. Let's leave the dodging and burning to a workflow tool that can get it done quickly and easily.
So for the Lightroom users, they're really going to be looking forward to using the batch features. Can you talk a little bit about what batch processing is?
Well, that's the concept. When you go out and shoot, and let's say you're shooting under a certain lighting condition, and you know you come back and you're looking at the images, and yeah, maybe you've got 200 or 300 files, and they're all just a tad overexposed. Well, you can come back and just go ahead and select those 300 images, and all at once, one click, ratchet down the exposure, and it applies to all of them instantly. So that kind of batch exposure, the stuff we used to rely on photo labs to do for us in the film days, is now just a click of a button in Lightroom.
So who would you classify as the type of user that would really get the most out of Adobe Photoshop Lightroom? Is this going to be somebody who is a seasoned photographer that has a lot of images, maybe somebody who's new, just starting out in digital photography, or maybe somebody who wants to make the bridge and move from Photoshop Elements into something a little more powerful?
I think you've said it all. It's definitely the professional. We have a great relationship with that community. But, you know, there are a lot of, you know, photographers who are getting to know digital and kind of experimenting. There may be a Photoshop Elements customer, and they're getting beyond just the regular, oh, let's pull out the snapshooter camera at the birthday party, yeah, and kind of getting serious about photography and kind of taking images for the sake of capturing the image. And I think those are the people that Lightroom really appeals to, because the learning curve on a tool like Lightroom, it just, we've learned a lot of lessons from Photoshop over the years and kind of figured out how to provide an application that just gets out of the way when you need it to, and the learning curve is not very steep, so that you can focus on photography instead of becoming a software engineer.
Well, you know, one of the things that people want to do quite often is share their images. They want to be able to email them. They want to put them on the web. They want to be able to print them and mail them to relatives and friends that maybe don't have access to the internet or a computer. Is this something that Adobe Photoshop Lightroom 2 has kind of taken to the next level?
Absolutely. So the printing, you know, printing has always been a challenge due to some color management complexity. We've tried to reduce that as much as possible and add some automatic features to sharpen it appropriately for the kind of print that you're going to make. You know, this concept of going to a print dialogue and you know, you have all these checkboxes and fields where you're supposed to enter in numbers and values, and, you know, you maybe have a post-it note with what you're supposed to enter because it resets itself every time. We've gone ahead and fixed that so that what you see in the print module in Lightroom is exactly what you're going to get. It shows you the preview, what's going to be on, what's going to the paper. So you can see an entire print job at once, and then we've got all these automatic tools for sharpening and making sure your color management experience is very straightforward. Sharing with friends, my favorite new feature in Lightroom 2 is these export plugins that can take your images directly from Lightroom, automatically resize them, apply all the corrections that you set, and take them right up to a site like Flickr or SmugMug. We created an API for plugins so that developers could create these extensions extensions that take you directly to an independent website.
Nice. Well, let's talk about some of the new features of Lightroom. Can you kind of go over some of these new features?
Well, the thing that seems to have photographers the most excited is this concept of local corrections. Previously, in a RAW workflow, and we extended the RAW workflow to JPEG and TIFF adjustments as well, yeah. You could only do non-destructive edits to the entire image. So if I adjusted the tone curve, it affected the entire image. If I changed the brightness of one area, it changed the brightness of another area. And as a photographer who worked in the film days, basic dodging and burning and be able to, brighten one specific area or darken another specific area, that was kind of a fundamental tool that was missing from this editing experience. And so with Lightroom 2, you can go in and dodge and burn specific areas. You can add sharpening or a little bit extra contrast in one area. And another great tool is just graduated filter, where you can kind of recreate the effect of a graduating neutral density filter. Ooh. For those who aren't that big into photography, that's basically when you shoot these landscape images, and the sky is really bright and the foreground's kind of dark. How do you balance those two out? In just a couple clicks, you'll get that effect in Lightroom 2.
To make some of the adjustments like this, is this done with a brush tool?
There's a brush for the dodging and burning, and then we have a separate tool that can actually just quickly apply the graduated filter effect as a separate adjustment.
Nice. Whether you're a seasoned pro photographer or you're a newbie, somebody just coming into digital photos, you've got a lot of digital images, even if you're scanning those into the computer. The thing is, managing them can be kind of a chore. Adobe Photoshop Lightroom 2, does that make that a little easier?
Absolutely. And that was one of the original goals of Lightroom 1. And we added an incredible amount of functionality and tools for photographers to manage their images, whether they're currently online, whether they're stored in an attached drive that may not be there at the moment. And so we added a lot of tools from simplifying the management of your images in Lightroom 1. What we found, though, we were watching photographers use these tools, and we realized, we could have done a better job, presenting the functionality. And so we vastly simplified the organizational tools and kind of put them in logical places to make it easier for photographers to get to the image they want to work with and not have to worry about managing images, because the less time you spend doing that, the more time you have for photography.
Is some of this organization kind of done through volume management?
We call it volume management. Basically, this is probably an oversimplification, but we kind of provide just the aspect of the Finder or Windows Explorer that you need to get your photography workflow accomplished. So you can easily see your hard drives, how much space you have available on each drive, moving images easily from one drive to another, seeing your online drives and your offline drives that may be left behind in the office. So just a lot of powerful but simple to use tools.
I know another feature that I saw that I thought was rather impressive is the fact that, I'm usually wowed by somebody who has a huge monitor on their desk. But now we're seeing people who want to have multiple monitor situations. I understand with Lightroom 2 that there is support for multiple monitors to make it a little easier to work with.
Definitely. We speak to a lot of photographers, and at some point in their career, they end up getting a better monitor, a higher quality monitor for color fidelity. They want to use the real estate of their previous monitor, so they just go ahead and hook them both up. And now we have the ability to kind of distribute the workflow so that you can maybe use that dedicated monitor to just show a high quality image and do your color critical work and fine tune it. While you have your tools on the other monitor.
You mentioned earlier, Tom, about the plugins, the APIs for connecting to sites such as Flickr and SmugMug. But if somebody has their own website, Lightroom also has the ability to create galleries that people can put on their site?
Correct. We had gallery creation, Flash or HTML galleries that we provide in Lightroom as part of Lightroom 1, and we realized as soon as we shipped Lightroom 1, developers started creating their own custom galleries.
Yeah.
And plugging them directly into Lightroom so you could author and kind of preview those galleries before you uploaded it. And so what we've done with Lightroom 2 is we're offering an SDK so developers and photographers can create their own custom HTML galleries. This is really exciting because I just expect to see these galleries just flourish and see photographers create their own custom look and feel. And you'll still have the functionality where you can author them and preview them directly within the Lightroom web module. And with one click of the upload button, it'll send it directly to your web server.
Tom, how important is the user feedback in kind of developing some of the enhancements and tools that you've put into this new version of Lightroom 2?
User feedback is critical. It's really an intersection of, you know, all of our conversations with photographers, all of the feedback we get during the public betas, which is fantastic. 130,000 downloads of the Lightroom 2 public beta. You know, and a little bit of our understanding of where the industry is going and where technology is going, and kind of melding those two and getting photographers what they need. I mean, we have lists of requirements from photographers that will keep us busy for some time. But I think the most important ones tend to bubble to the top, and we tackle those for this version.
What would be the difference then between this program, Photoshop Lightroom 2, and Adobe Bridge?
Well, it's interesting. Part of Lightroom's heritage really comes from the Bridge and Camera Raw workflow, the plugin for Photoshop. And you could see that solution was attempting to solve both the photographer's workflow as a file browser that can handle RAW and JPEG images easily, but also handle the rest of the creative suite. Yeah. So while there is some overlap in functionality, you just have to look and see that we've clearly gone ahead and said, okay, well, we've learned from the lessons of the Bridge and Camera Raw workflow, and now we're going to go ahead and create a dedicated tool that's going to be faster, easier to use, and doesn't include support for all the other file formats that might get in the way of a photographic workflow.
Tom, let's talk about operating systems and how they apply to Lightroom 2. Some photographers out there have been talking about 64-bit operating systems like Vista 64 and XP 64 because there's more use of the memory. You can go over that 3 gigabyte limitation. Is Lightroom set for 64-bit processing?
Yes, it does, and we're really excited because this is the first pro Adobe application that supports a 64-bit operating system natively. And what that means is, you know, photographers love to buy the equipment that's going to get them the best performance, and now when they add 16 gigs of RAM to their computer, we'll be able to take advantage of that, not just on Vista 64-bit, but on the Leopard operating system as well.
What are the system requirements, Tom, then, to run Adobe Photoshop Lightroom 2?
Well, we work on XP, Vista. On the Mac side, we work on 10.4 and 10.5. We recommend a gig of RAM to start. 2 gigs is much nicer. Yeah. And we do tend to run a little bit faster on a dual-core system, which there are quite a few of out there right now. So that would get you started, and you can go from there.
I always love the fact, too, that Adobe gives you a chance to kind of get your hands in and use the program through a trial program. Is there a trial program for this?
Definitely. If you're new to Lightroom or an existing Lightroom customer, you can download the 30-day trial. We'll go ahead and you can upgrade your Lightroom 1 catalog without fear. We'll go ahead and our upgrade process is very safe. You can always return to your Lightroom 1 catalog if you prefer. So, yeah, 30-day trial on either platform. And it's great to be able to finally release this. Yeah. And take it out of public beta form and get the full feedback on the product.
Yeah, that's got to be great. I'm thinking the original Lightroom was in beta for almost a year, wasn't it?
It was over a year.
Well, this is a program that really doesn't have too much of a learning curve, but if you want to get the most out of it, what are some avenues for them learning about the product itself? Can you recommend any?
Well, I got to say, there are so many resources. I actually am in the process of putting together a blog post to try and list them all. Yeah. So you can try the Adobe blogs. So you can check mine out, which is called Lightroom Journal. But there's also numerous books. Scott Kelby has a book. Martin Evening has a book coming out on Amazon. If you don't like the book route for learning, we have a number of videos on Adobe.com. There's what's called Adobe TV, where we have several introductory videos. The list is endless. I've seen so many resources go online in the last 24 hours. I've been really impressed.
All right, Tom, our listeners want to get more information about Adobe Photoshop Lightroom 2. Where can they go?
I would say start at Adobe.com and look for Photoshop Lightroom 2.
Tom Hogarty, product manager for Adobe with Lightroom 2. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Andy.